just coming on the end of August.
Well, hi, it's Mark, it's McColgan here on Audio Boo. Now this afternoon while listening through some Audio Boos, while I was out and about, came across one by our own Paul O'Mahony, who's at O'Mahony Blog. But it was more to do with a recording that I guess a radio presenter, if I remember correctly, called John Murray over there in Ireland, had put up for his public, his listeners, to hear. And it was following a six-month bout of depression. And of course, Paul's had his own problems recently. He's admitted to that and is back in fine fettle, as they say, which is fantastic news. And apparently, according to my listening of John Murray, he is also back on form, back to their old selves. But one aspect of John Murray's recording, his audio, that my ears pricked up to was when he said that it was when he got up in the mornings and the depression sat in about how he was going to cope with the day. And so basically it all kicked off first thing in the morning, and that it kind of brought home to me, although I in no way suffer from that kind of depression. Thank God, thank the Lord for that, and I hope I never do. But I know I've documented on occasion, to be honest, not just on occasion, but pretty regularly, how my mood swings seem to manifest themselves at their worst first thing in the morning. They can change between the time I'm having my coffee or my porridge or when I'm in the shower, and particularly in the shower, I can be showering and my moods can swing up and down and round about unbelievably. And trying to fix on that and try to figure out why that happens at that time of the day has bamboozled me, because although we can all have mood swings to a certain extent during the day, I found in the main my worst mood swings were always in the morning. And even this morning, although I would say a mild experience this morning, it still happens, and when it's bad, it can be bad. And I know I've said that I don't suffer from the depression of these other gentlemen. I certainly wondered at why it manifested in the morning, and I just wonder, is it because even though in my own life there is no real stress of producing a program like John Murray or the magnificent involvements that Paul O'Mahony has in his life, dealing with, well, juggling so many balls in his life to be, you know, in an amazing form and the exuberant way he goes about things, I'm not even on the same path. So why do I have these in the morning? And when I heard John say that today in his audio, it just brought home to me that it is the mornings. More than anything, it is the mornings when things start to eat away at me. And I just found it significant. I have nothing positive to say regarding it. I have nothing to add to it. I have no explanation for it other than the fact that it seems to be set around a time of day more than anything else. And as I said before, and as John Murray said, and I don't know how Paul reacts to that, what's Paul's opinion on that? Did he find that it was the mornings that had a weight on more than any other time of the day? I'd be interested to hear. And I'd be interested to hear if anyone else has the same or similar issues first thing in the morning. I know sometimes we all get a wee bit worked up about going to work. And certainly some morning, like when I was working, yes, definitely. Could well have avoided work that day, but that wasn't in the sense of mood swings and even mild depression. It was just an attitude, you just didn't want to go, but once you got there you were fine. So I'm really interested to hear if anyone's got any feelings or findings or thoughts on that, but there you go. So I'm very thankful and I have to say this, I'm very thankful that to this date I've never suffered from any form of severe depression. But I can totally empathise with what I was hearing from Paul and also from John Murray. And when I heard John Murray talking as he was, you could almost say, as we did with Paul, how could that person ever be depressed? And there you go. And of course, as John said and Paul reiterated, if you're having problems, tell someone. Well, mine's is not severe, but I guess maybe that's why I do tell you, my fellow audio viewers, on the odd morning when I'm not feeling too hot in the head. I guess I'm already doing that, sharing that with you. And I guess that helps. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.